Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Here. The court will come to order. How do you do? Quick headlines. We go through the headlines. Kind of reminds me of how I do the countdown show on the weekend. I try to get through all 10 of the top items, and we go through two or three, and then we stop on one and take it apart. So even though I may have a plan here, I've developed remarkable talent for having a plan that falls apart. So here we let's see if we can get through this without having to go down the coronavirus trip for a while. That's Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schill, and Doug Steffen. Not generic at all. We're here with a choice. We've made a choice to not talk about coronavirus for a while, but yet...
Just taking a break.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's a... I heard this morning that, in fact, Donald Trump has decided he doesn't want to be president anymore, and he's wished Joe Biden well. Is that true?
No, not true. Fake news. Fake news. Oh. But a couple of people have sent out some endorsements. The two biggest stories probably over the last 48 hours, Kamala Harris, the senator from my home state of California, issued an endorsement for Joe Biden, which was a bit odd, I thought, because she was the one who tried to tear Joe apart. Yeah, that's a long shot. But she tried to tear Joe Biden apart in that first or second presidential debate when she went after him for his handling of race relations and busing and all of those votes that he had made as a senator decades back. And so it was surprising to hear from her, but she released her statement saying that she would support the former vice president. And then Bernie Sanders over the weekend got the endorsement of the Reverend Jesse Jackson, who actually said he would commit to campaigning with Bernie Sanders.
I'm getting about three votes.
Well, I mean, here's the thing with endorsements for me. Is there anybody on the planet who could endorse somebody? You go, yep, okay, phew, finally. Now I know how to vote. Does anybody really listen to endorsements?
I think in South Carolina?
His has some weight. But I just talk from my personal perspective. There's not a Clyburn in my life that can come out and say, oh, this is how it goes. So in any case, the primaries on Tuesday are going to be big. And this is a moment for Bernie Sanders to either prove that he's in it or that Joe Biden is going to run over him. And I think that we've talked about this before. I can't stand the idea of bellwethers because I think in politics in this day and age, there's so much that can change. But if there is a bellwether, I believe that it is Michigan. That's a state that Bernie Sanders should win. It's a state that he should win pretty handily. But Joe Biden has been going up, up, and up in the polling, and Michigan votes Tuesday.
Black voters, watch the black
voters. But the Michigan governor, Gretchen Whitmer, she has come out for Bernie, and that could really tip the scales in his favor because she's popular.
So I think it goes, well, if Bernie can pull off a win, then I think that he can try to stage a comeback a bit, and it can be, they'll ping pong back and forth with some wins that'll take this closer to the convention. But if Biden wins Michigan, I think it's pretty much over for Bernie. So the states that vote on Tuesday, Idaho, Michigan, Mississippi, Missouri, North Dakota, and Washington, and he must win some of those states to stay in this thing and to stop the momentum or the Joe-mentum, as the news media has created for him. Michigan in particular is a state, according to Politico, that could break Bernie. It did almost last time. Remember, he upset Hillary Clinton. It actually helped him kind of catapult ahead and stay in it for a longer time than they thought that he would. So that's what's happening as far as the elections go. People are talking about the coronavirus when they show up at the polling place. So just still go out and vote, people. It matters.
Go out and vote. Buy things. Do all sorts of this. South Korean military says the North Koreans have fired some unidentified projectiles. Don't you love this? Is like a proper speak. Unidentified projectiles, otherwise known as missiles. Well, they went into the East Sea.
It could be spitballs.
Spitballs, right. This is just so you know that there are other crazy things going on in the world besides coronavirus and who endorses whom. There was a shooting involving a motorcycle club over the weekend in Cleveland. One person dead, more than a dozen injured. What is there about motorcycle gangs? I guess because that's what they are, right? Motorcycle, they want to be one is tougher than the rest of them. Whatever. I know.
Didn't motorcycle gangs, like, die out with Hell's Angels?
No, actually, they haven't
anymore.
Apparently
not, since there was a shooting over the weekend between some of them.
Yeah. But you have to wonder. But the people who are in the motorcycle gangs are guys my age.
Oh,
in
boy.
Many instances, I don't know if you call them gangs, but you can go any weekend anywhere around the country, and you can find dozens of these guys on their Harleys or whatever other kind
of
hog.
Those are like, well, there are motorcycle clubs. Yeah, that's different from like a motorcycle.
They're
gang.
Not going to
like
kill
tattoos
you.
Tattoos on them? No, they don't. You know, killing you. But at any rate,
did you just say they have tattoos on them?
Oh my God!
A lot of the old guys
scary
are
scary and dangerous.
So does like half of your family now.
So.
Are they part of a motorcycle gang?
Not the last time I checked, anyway. The folks in Saudi Arabia apparently had, well, I don't know if it was the folks or the people there care, but the royal family cares. This intrigue here, supposedly, I didn't realize there were so many princes. Did you realize there were so many princes over in Saudi Arabia? One bunch is trying to get rid of the other bunch?
Yeah, there's
trying
a million of them. Yeah.
Pull out Mohammed.
Oh, they're like a motorcycle gang.
Yeah, they all have tattoos.
They're trying to be the toughest.
All right. So, apparently, over the weekend, the several princes, including Mohammed bin Nayef and Ahmed bin Abu Dhazi, contenders for the throne, tried to bump off Mohammed bin Salman. And so today they stand accused of treason, and they may be executed because of the nasty that they were doing against their cousin. Come on. Ay. I don't know. And here back at home, folks, SpaceX says that they are going to send tourists. Now, see, here's a way to escape the coronavirus, right? Go out to the International Space Station. Or not.
Unless someone sneezes on you.
Yeah. SpaceX says it signed a deal with Axiom Space, planning to take tourists, private research folks, astronauts from foreign countries, and anybody else who can pay up to the ISS, International Space Center. Flights will accommodate 3 passengers on the SpaceX Crew Dragon spacecraft. I think they come up with a better name than that. But this is, by the way, there's no pilot in this thing. It flies by itself. Who wants to go up? I think I want to, if I'm going up in space for the first time, I think I want to see somebody sitting someplace that looks like they're in charge, right?
Yeah.
The capsule is only 13 feet across. Talk about being in a tin can.
No thanks. Pass.
I would hyperventilate. Oh, my
God.
Oh,
my God. Yeah.
I can't even think about that.
No. I'd go up in something that was the size of an airplane. Or the old, shuttles, they had a lot of space in them. But to go up in a little tin can like that, nope. I think I'll pass on that one. Woody Allen is in the news, and not necessarily for a good reason. We'll find out why he's the focus of some attention as we continue here on today's DJV program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
I am doing it all. The water, the fiber, the exercise. But I still have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keep coming back. My doctor said that I may have a chronic medical condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C.
Linzess, linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats adults with IBS with constipation. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor and learn more at Linzess.com. That's Linzess.com. Or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Sponsored by Allergan Pharmaceuticals and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with garlic.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking garlic, and it works.
I've been taking garlic for years.
My pharmacist recommended garlic. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take garlic every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing garlic to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlic, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Delivery!
You've been loading up on things from Walmart.
Yeah, I used my new Capital One Walmart Rewards card. It earns unlimited 5% back on everything I buy from Walmart online.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what?
5% back.
Say what now?
5% back!
With what?
The Capital One Walmart Rewards card. Earn unlimited rewards, including 5% back at Walmart online on top of Walmart's everyday low prices. What's in your wallet?
Terms and exclusions apply. Capital One USA N.A.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Don't forget about our weekly podcast, the latest TJB podcast. We focus on the common sense things you ought to be doing to protect yourself from the coronavirus and the flu and the colds and all the other things, and then some of the crazy things people are stocking up on. We also predict how the Tom Brady Patriots drama will be resolved. That isn't looking too hot for New England fans, at least at this point anyway. And then there is a discussion on the podcast of New York's ban on plastic bags. And also a lot of foods that you can score this week, from Chick-fil-A to Dairy Queen. You can review and subscribe to the podcast on the Apple Podcast app. You'll find out as soon as a new episode is available what's what and who's who. So you go to Stitcher or Blog Talk or TalkStream Live or iTunes or whatever. Follow us on Facebook.com/DJV Show or DJVShow.com. So Woody Allen has a book that he wrote about himself, because with Woody Allen, it's always
his favorite topic.
Anyway, yeah. Right. Apropos, say it again, Doug, apropos of nothing. So the people that are publishing this book, Hatchet Book Group, I don't think it's Hachette, probably. Is that how you pronounce it, you think, ladies? The group, anyway, decided it will not publish Woody Allen's memoir, originally supposed to be on sale next month, will return all rights to the author. They announced last week they would be releasing the memoir in April, and then after that announcement, Ronan Farrow stated that he would be ending his relationship with them. So this is interesting.
Which is a far more lucrative relationship right now.
Catch
Ronan
and
Farrow's
kill.
Catch and Kill is what brought Harvey Weinstein down. It's all of the women from the Me Too movement. Like, that was a massive bestseller. It launched a very popular podcast that he has right now. And for them to even think of publishing Woody Allen's book, knowing how Ronan Farrow and his sister Dylan Farrow have been so vocal about Woody Allen molesting his sister when he was married to Mia Farrow, I don't even understand how this company even moved forward with it.
All right, well, there it is. They're not now. 21 after the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I keep the ends out for the tie that binds.
Oh, great stuff.
I walk
the line. 23 and change at the hour on the DJV program. It's time for us to do some music focused on this time around. Johnny Cash. Wow, this is going to be great. In a period of Johnny Cash's recording career, he wasn't appreciated as much as he might have been at other times. So the folks at Mercury Records that had his contract early on before he went to Columbia are going to re-release a 7-disc box set called the Complete Mercury Recordings, 86 to 91. The CD set includes several rare or previously unreleased tracks and a 20-track collection entitled Classic Cash Hall of Fame Series Early Mixes, material mastered from tapes that were just discovered by the folks at Mercury Records. The vinyl version doesn't include this LP. It'll be available as a limited edition LP on Record Store Day, which is the 18th of next month. Also being issued is the new Greatest Hits album, Easy Rider, the best of the Mercury recordings. There are 24 different cuts from Cash's Mercury days. The album will be available as a single CD, a double LP, and digital download. I'd like to pick this up, by the way. This would be cool. And then, they picked up the rights to this. Mercury went with Cash after he was dropped by Columbia Records in 86. First album in the set revisits his Sun Records days, Class of 55, Memphis Rock and Roll Homecoming, that reunites him with some of his label mates, Roy Orbison when he first got started, Jerry Lee Lewis, Carl Perkins. Special guests on the LP include Sun Records founder Sam Phillips, John Fogerty, Ricky Nelson, Dave Edmonds, The Judds, June Carter Cash, and Cowboy Jack Clement, who was one of the big producers at the time. The Complete Mercury Recordings, 86 to 91, and Easy Rider, the best of the Mercury recordings, available on the 24th of April. This is big stuff. This is very big stuff. The Ring of Fire.
How much do we think this will cost?
I'd say this would be maybe a couple $100. Yes, no?
I don't know. I don't know the pricing.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, but...
Yeah. But just listening to this puts me in a good space, so this would be good. All right, so that's the Johnny Cash story. 26 after on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Rustin Kelly. All right, so you're going to have to help me along with this. Apparently, Mr. Kelly performed a rare duet with his wife, Casey Musgraves, during a sold-out concert last Friday at the Ryman Auditorium, with a couple delivering a stripped-down rendition of Kelly's Just for the Record. Just for the Record, I Really Love You. What a great line that is. Musgraves, who announced this week she will sell some of her stage-worn outfits to aid Nashville tornado relief, provided background vocals on the studio version of the track that appeared on Rustin's Dying Star LP from a couple of years ago. Kelly and Musgraves have only performed Just for the Record a handful of times together since it was released. They've also played their Johnny Cash tribute to June this morning on stage together in recent years. June Carter Cash, I'm guessing that's a reference to her.
Yes.
In September of 2018, during an interview, Rustin said of Casey, quote, "She was such a strong, redemptive force in my life, I didn't think I was worthy of anything. She reminded me that it doesn't matter, that everybody has a past. Someone has to help pick you up somehow." What a wonderfully romantic statement and feeling, isn't that?
They're pretty cute together. I'm glad that it's working out, because people got nervous when they both deleted each other from their Instagram. So
what was the problem? What happened?
I don't know. No one knew.
I feel like they were just becoming more private, because it seems like
maybe,
they're totally fine. But
yeah, okay. Well, good. Harvey Weinstein finds his way into our sights conversationally in the next half hour of the DJV show. It's 28 after the hour now.
Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's is your ammo headquarters, and we will not be undersold. We've got the area's largest selection at the very best everyday prices, and you'll save even more when you buy in bulk. Come in now and load up on the best deals on handgun, rifle, rimfire, and shot shell ammo. When you think ammo, think Bass Pro Shops and Cabela's. Shop in one of our hundreds of stores across the country or online at BassPro.com and Cabela's.com. Your adventure starts here.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track, as well as drivers like you and me on the street, for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Honey, listen to this. Our dog and our cat both need pet care products, right?
Uh-huh.
And it costs us a small fortune to buy pet care products. There must be a place online that sells them for less.
Uh-huh.
And I think I just found it. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Uh-huh.
The company behind it is Budget Pet Care, known for top quality. And they've got all the brand name products. Frontline, Advantage, Revolution, HeartGuard, Capstar, and more. All at great prices.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why should we pay more? SmartClickPetCare.com will help us save. Honey, are you listening to me?
Yes, dear. But let's hear what the radio announcer has to say.
Right now, get an extra 10% off plus free shipping on your order at SmartClickPetCare.com. SmartClickPetCare.com. Hey, that's a cute dog and cat you have there.
Oh, thanks.
Pay less for quality pet care products. SmartClickPetCare.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump with a detailed update on coronavirus and the administration's efforts. The president speaking in the White House briefing room with all members of the coronavirus task force by his side.
We're also working with the industries, including the airline industry, the cruise ship industry, which obviously will be hit. We're working with them very, very strongly. We want them to travel. We want people to travel to certain locations and not to other locations at this moment. And hopefully that will straighten out sooner rather than later.
The Grand Princess cruise ship docked now in Oakland, California. Sick passengers have been taken off and transported to area hospitals. Canadian citizens flown back to their country. And U.S. citizens will be coming off in waves and will be transported to military bases for testing and a 14-day quarantine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
Hypertension runs in my family, unfortunately. I started having problems a number of years ago, and I had heard the commercials a number of times, and I personally do not like the idea of being on medication. Even though I'm a physician, you would think, you know, that's our thing, but we just don't like it. So I figured, you know, I'll start the product, and I did, and I got to tell you, it does help. By the grace of God and that product, you know, my labs come back really good all the time, right on the money. I used to always have, like, cold toes in the wintertime, and I used to love going down to Florida for my medical conferences. But since I've been taking the product regularly, I don't have that problem anymore. You got a great product there, Don, and I just wanted to tell you how appreciative I am. Thank you so much.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Into another half hour here on the More Than Better DJV program. Hello. Administering truth, justice, and the American way here on the DJV opportunity. Every day we're here. And the consistent thing about Jennifer and Victoria and Kara is that they all like to have conversations with each other on the air and off the air. Usually the off the air stuff. I don't know why we've never been able to do this, Kara. Why can't we record some of the stuff that we talk about off the air and then put it into the podcast or a podcast?
I know that? It sounds fun when we all do it ourselves, but when people, it's a little bit hard when people have absolutely no context why we're talking about these random things and have pauses in between, and it's not quite as funny, I think, to other people as it is to us when we've been having a conversation across 5 days and then you know there's an update or something. You know, sometimes
it's like
we also
joke.
Sometimes we also like to keep some of our conversations private.
Not every
conversation is for everybody here.
The conversation we just had needs to stay private. That is not for public consumption.
Man, and I missed it.
And I didn't hear it either. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. You
so
want to tell
it's
us
just
what you're
talking
about?
Nope.
Okay. All right. Harvey Weinstein is at Rikers. He had some kind of a heart procedure.
Yeah, it turns out he wasn't faking it. He actually did have a heart condition, and so after the jury delivered his guilty sentences, He was rushed to Bellevue Hospital in New York, and it turns out he actually did have a heart blockage. So they cleared that with a stent, which is essentially what Mick Jagger just had. Bernie Sanders had that same procedure recently. It's very common. And so now he's back on the mend, and he's at Rikers where he belongs. And he will be there until March 11th when the sentencing actually happens. So we'll see if he ends up staying more, if he becomes a permanent resident of Rikers, or if he'll go to some other type of prison. I don't think he's going to go to, like, a cupcake prison, though. I don't think he's going to go where Michael Cohen and Mike the Situation went, because he's a sex offender. So I think he will probably have to go to maybe, like, medium security. I'm not sure, but not white-collar day camp.
I like that you call it cupcake prison.
Cupcake prison. All right, so let's see. We were talking a little earlier. If you want to catch up on it, you can go to the podcast or just the review of hour number, what is it, number three, number four? Which hour is this? One, two, three, four. This is hour number four. All right, so
you sound like Joe Biden.
No, no. Well, we are contemporaries, you know.
I know.
The discussion about Woody Allen and his publisher and what they're doing there brought me around to something that I'd seen over the weekend that I thought was kind of interesting. Those of us who went to college, remember what a problem it was to find textbooks? I often bought used textbooks. I didn't buy the new textbooks because they were so expensive. Well, it seems that there is more. For those of you who are sending your children off to college, or maybe you've noticed this and wondered why it was so expensive to buy all these books, apparently there are a bunch of parents who got together and schools to form a new antitrust class action lawsuit against a few textbook publishers and college bookstore chains. Apparently they had conspired to monopolize the textbook market, and that forced students to pay higher than market prices for materials that were needed for their classes. Apparently this has come more to light because of the digitization, is that the right word? Digitizing all of the textbooks. And so the publishers they've pushed a lot of people out, and they've monopolized the market for textbooks. So the big names, McGraw-Hill. And it's interesting, there's a personal anecdote here. This was all started, my cousin Dougie Morton, who was the son of my Uncle Dudley, who was the commander of the Wahoo, the submarine that sunk more tonnage. Let me know if I'm going too deep into the weeds here, ladies. The Second World War, he got out of college and he didn't know what he was going to do. He was a traveling salesman for McGraw-Hill, at that time the biggest publisher of college textbooks in the country. And his territory was the Midwest and the Mid-South and the upper Midwest, the Rocky Mountain states. So he traveled to 14, 15 different states and had all the textbooks in his car. And he made a living, but he didn't do well. And he was working at a college, and it was one of the colleges in Colorado, but I don't know which one. And a professor came to him and said, I've got a manuscript for a book, but I can't get it published. Can you help me? So Dougie said, yeah, I'll try to help you out. Let's see what I can do. Well, he couldn't get anybody to publish it, so he figured out how to publish it on his own. That is my cousin. And the guy thought it was fabulous. Thank you very much. I'm really appreciative because I can now get my doctorate because I had to publish the book. Okay, so fast forward about 10 years, a lot of other professors started asking him to publish his books. And he did. He started a little publishing company called Morton Publishing. His name was Dougie Morton, so something to think about. At 42 past the hour, this is the DJV program on the air and in the air and here and there. The American Family Farmer is one of the shows that I do, and there's a podcast that you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Most recent one, we talk about the farmers that are getting it in the neck because of the president's farm subsidies. Man, are the farmers turning, you know, Jennifer, you keep telling me that 40% or three-fifths of them or whatever are going to vote for him. I don't see that happening. I see a lot of people really PO'd because of what's gone on with these subsidies. And so we talk about that in the most recent American Family Farmer show, which you can find at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
Does your child have the math skills and confidence they need to thrive this school year? Mathnasium makes the difference. We're the authority on math education, with more than 1,000 franchise learning centers worldwide. Our expert instructors teach each child face-to-face, using customized learning plans to help them start off strong and achieve their academic goals all year long. Give your child an edge this school year with Mathnasium. Find a learning center near you at Mathnasium.com to schedule your no-obligation first visit. Mathnasium. We're changing lives through math.
This is Peter on his motorcycle.
Whoa, the open road.
And this is Peter off his motorcycle.
Please move your paper off my desk. Thank you.
On his motorcycle.
I feel so alive.
Off his motorcycle.
I feel like we covered that already, so...
On.
Wow! Look at the ocean!
Off.
Look at this article I found about urban planning.
You're better on your bike. Progressive helps keep you on it. Get a quote in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
At Quicken Loans, our 17,000 team members know that home is so much more than a house. That's because our clients tell us all the time. Hey, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help you save money on your mortgage with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates are historically low. You may be able to reduce your rate and save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. Pay off some credit card debt. Or put some money towards that new bathroom or kitchen you've always wanted. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%. APR, 4.23%. That's right, 3.99%. While we can't predict what will happen in the future, we do know that rates have dropped, and now is the time to save money on your mortgage. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn how refinancing now may be the right mortgage solution for you. That's 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jewel Streed. ALS, commonly referred to as Lou Gehrig's disease, is a progressive neurological condition that slowly destroys nerve cells, gradually causing loss of muscle function.
Typically, it starts with weakness. It's weakness without any associated pain or sensation change. It may start in an arm or it may start in a leg, and over some period of months, that weakness can then progress to involve other muscles.
Eventually, Dr. Jennifer Martinez-Thompson says, ALS affects the muscles needed to speak, eat, and even breathe. It has no known cause.
We don't know of a specific trigger, so really it can affect anybody. It can affect men and women about equally. It can affect people of different ages. There's not really an ethnic or racial predisposition.
And there is no cure, but Dr. Martinez-Thompson says there are treatments that can slow the progression of the disease. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
There is a real need to understand what a lot of our service folks are going through in terms of some of the maladies that you don't necessarily... We talk a lot about PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, but there are other things going on with people that are in the service. So I have with us a 33-year military veteran, somebody who's suffering from advanced B-cell blood cancer. He is surviving, but he's running out of options. Well, he was running out of options until he came across Dr. Krishna Komanduri, who is a cellular therapist, a hematology oncologist at Sylvester Comprehensive Cancer Center. So I wanted them to tell the story. First of all, Dr. Komanduri, let's talk about what this is. What is B-cell blood cancer?
So B-cells are a type of healthy white blood cells that produce antibodies that keep us healthy from infection. And unfortunately, in some people, B-cells can become cancerous, and that can lead to either leukemia, which often happens in young adults, or a cancer of lymph nodes, which is more common as we age and with the greatest risk actually be in individuals over the age of 60. But really, many adults do have cancerous B-cell diseases that we call lymphoma.
Mm-hmm. All right, so if I may refer to you, Bobby Hagee is the 33-year veteran of being in the service. What branch of the service, Bobby, were you in?
I was in the Army.
Okay. And what's the rest of your story? You were in the Army, been in for a number of years, your career, and how do you think your career impacted your battle? Do you think that being in the Army caused you to have this cancer?
So I would not put a coin how I actually got the cancer. All I can say is that in my 30th year of service, I did develop a mass on the back of my tongue, and after a biopsy, it revealed that it was the B cell advanced B cell blood cancer. And I did do several treatments after two treatments, normal treatments, chemotherapy, radiation. I relapsed. After that, I went through a stem cell transplant and relapsed after that. And after that last treatment, I really felt like I was losing ground. And like you had mentioned in the opening there, I didn't feel too good about maybe what was going on. And that's when I began to research with my doctor, and we found the CAR-T, the immunotherapy, which has worked really well for me.
So tell us a little more about your service, though. Where were you stationed, and what was your job?
So I had an unusual service career. I was out of my 33 years of service, I was stationed at Fort Bragg for 33 years. I was assigned to the United States Army Special Operations Command for 23 years, for my last 23 years. My last unit was globally positioned out of Korea, Hawaii, Germany, and the Mideast. So we had quite a block of territory that that my last unit covered, and we ran quite hard since 9/11.
So, Dr. Commanduri, back to you. Bobby mentioned something called CAR-T cell therapy. What is that, and how does it work, especially for somebody like him?
Yeah, and what Bobby described was a story that after he failed his autologous transplant, and for patients who have failed two or three more therapies, this is a therapy that can be, a disease that can be cured up front, but for patients who are in Bobby's situation, the likelihood of responding to any next line of therapy was probably no more than 5 or 10%, with the vast majority of people dying of their disease. So what we realized years ago was that the immune system actually had remarkable power to be able to cure cancers. And in CAR-T therapy, what happens is that we remove healthy white blood cells, a subset of cells called T cells that are really, again, important in our response to things like viruses and other organisms. And then those T cells are removed from the body, actually sent to a central manufacturing facility where they're genetically modified so that they basically produce a new receptor on their surface that helps them hone in and target cancer cells that are of the specific type that we're trying to treat, in this case, B-cell lymphoma. So those cancer cells can go in, and right now with CAR-T therapy, 40% of patients who are treated with CAR-T therapy appear to be cured, which is just a dramatic advance relative to what we had before.
This is a big story. Doctor, thank you. Go to MyTHeroes, my-t-heroes.com for more info, or sylvester.org/CART.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
After the hour. Yep, it's the Money Pit time. Money Pit. And Mr. Money Penny, as opposed to Miss Money Penny. I don't know if you ever have you ever been referred to as Mr. Money Penny? I kind of like that.
No, perhaps Mr. Money Pit.
Money Pit, okay. Mr. Money Pit is here. Tom Kreidler, co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program on the air around the country every weekend and always available at moneypit.com. Got a great newsletter there. We'll tell you about that. The coronavirus certainly is affecting and infecting what's going on. Do you have a word from, there's so much focus on what do we use to clean our house? Should we keep our, even if it's only my family that's come to the home or is coming home every day, don't have guests or whatever, but is there something that we should be doing around the sink or in the bathroom or with our hairbrush or a toothbrush or whatever that you can think of that requires an extra special little bit of attending to? Or is this coronavirus thing a big red herring, do you think, in terms
well,
of people in their
I'm
homes?
I'm not going to say it's a big red herring, Doug, but...
I am, but you don't have to.
All right. But I will say that you know using disinfectants is a good idea around your house. Now, we actually have a product here called Jaws that you mix up yourself. It's the Just Add Water System. And you put a cartridge in a bottle, and you add water, and this way it's a kind of very green cleaner. It's not being shipped water around the country, and it's very pH neutral, so it's a friendly product. But it's a hospital-grade disinfectant, and that use any kind of disinfectant like that or a sanitizer, which is a disinfectant that cleans, on all the surfaces, so kitchen surfaces and the vanity surfaces and the sinks. You can use it on the floors and on the walls. So just make sure you're using an actual disinfectant, not just a soap, when you're cleaning these things.
Mm-hmm. All right. Here's listener Richie, who installed a new laminate floor all in his living room and kitchen, but the planks don't stay locked. What did he do wrong?
You know, you may not have done anything wrong, Richie. I have heard of this before where they're supposed to click together and they don't stay locked. And usually it's because the floor perhaps is a little bit unlevel. And these planks are very susceptible to any twisting. But what you might want to do is, if they do pop loose, is use some yellow carpenter's glue in the seams. I have done laminate installations where I've glued those seams together and found that, you know, that totally did the trick. Even though they're supposed to stay automatically locked, and especially if they've come apart and you've tried to pop them together, they sort of wear out quickly, Doug. But mm-hmm. I'll use the yellow glue in there. The trick is, you got to wait till it dries to get sort of that rubbery consistency, and then you could, like, peel any extra right off it so you don't have any that sort of dries on the surface. So I would just glue those seams together.
Peel it off and scrape it off? Or is it rub off with,
A little bit damp, with a damp cloth.
Okay. All right. The Money Pit podcast, by the way, is ranked number one, the best podcast of all time by Apple Charts, and the latest episode focuses on floors. We were just talking about floors, so there's all kinds of help in there. This is one of those things Tom and Leslie are all about answering your questions. So anytime, you can call 888-MONEY-PIT, and you can leave your question and get it answered on the air. Also, I find very helpful. I look at your website. I really do.
Thank you. See what the
newsletter, very, very handy. And this week, you can get a jump on spring gardens with a do-it-yourself greenhouse. Tell you how to do that at Money Pit. Do you set one of those up in your backyard? I could see you putting one of those things up in your backyard.
We've not put the big greenhouse up. We have used the tunnel greenhouses, the polytunnels.
Really, how those work?
They work great. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you don't need a big greenhouse, like a walk-in, you just use a polytunnel.
Literally.
You can use them, really, the small ones that are only 3 feet off the ground, or you could use the big ones that you walk in. But
you can play in them. You can be down on your hands and knees. Have some fun. Listener Chris has insulated his garage.
Yeah.
He was looking to heat it, both to do projects and add heat to rooms above the garage. What's the best thing for him to do to heat his garage?
Well, first of all, you want to make sure your garage is insulated. Remember, the garages are not designed as living space. So the walls, the exterior walls that are not between the garage and the house, those walls will not be insulated, Chris. So you need to insulate the walls, insulate the ceiling, the area above. If it's got a drywall ceiling, look above that. It probably is not insulated. So I wouldn't put any money into heat until we make sure it's as warm as possible. And then when it comes time to the actual garage heaters themselves, you have lots of choices. You know, you can use – I just did a kerosene heater, Doug. It costs like $125, and I've got a 600-square-foot garage, and it works perfectly.
Yeah, that's a neat garage, though. Man, is that? I love your garage.
Wish I had one.
Yeah, no, it really is. You could live out there with all the tools. That's Tom Kreidler. Check out Money Pit, the home improvement radio program at moneypit.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.